Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Still deep in the film award season, we're about to hear about another Oscar-nominated film called Amour. Despite being a French film, the themes are highly suitable for everyone, I think. Old age, love, companionship, how we care for each other or should do. Our film critic Ben McKechnie went to see the film, and I'm sure he's taken a lot away from it. Ben, thanks for joining us once again.
Lee, top of the evening to you and to all listeners everywhere.
Now, Amour is actually about an elderly couple and the effect upon them after the wife has a stroke. Tell us more.
Yeah, and I love the way in your introduction you said it's a French film, but it's suitable for everybody.
Yes.
Because so many people get freaked out when anything's not in English.
I think that they lose something if they kind of adopt that mindset, because there's a real treasure in non-Hollywood films.
Oh, mate, agreed. And actually, if you trawl through a lot of Hollywood films, you'll notice that plenty of them are actually remakes of French or English or German.
Yes.
Spanish, German, English language remakes.
Yeah.
Loads of them. So before Amour gets remade in Hollywood, go see it in its original form. You're right, it's been nominated actually for Best Film, which doesn't happen very often that a foreign language film gets up as Best Picture nomination. And up against these films like Les Miserables or Silver Linings Playbook or Lincoln, all these other films have been getting a lot of attention.
Mm.
Amour is this little movie that's kind of snuck in there that, yeah, for my money at least, a lot of people should be running out to see. And I think this awards attention says a lot. It's about a couple in Paris, an elderly couple. They must be in their 70s or 80s. The wife has a stroke, and that's not giving anything away about the movie. This is the catalyst for what ensues in the film.
Mm.
And really, what you're watching is how this couple deals with this situation. So for the 2 hours of this film, you're largely contained to one apartment in Paris that they're also contained to, and you watch how a husband and wife interact when the husband has to become the carer of his wife.
It's such an unlikely kind of thing, because it seems like a very contained kind of film, and it's not the beautiful young couple, but there are important kind of things that we take out of this film.
You're right. There's something actually amazing and, dare I say, liberating about going to see a movie that doesn't feature young, sensationally beautiful people.
I bet.
Like, I think one of the big reasons this film was made is because it does focus on elderly people. And one of the intentions of the film is, I think, to remind us that elderly people are people too, and don't just push these people to the sides of society, particularly when sickness, when, you know, the decay of the human body comes into it.
And we're all heading there.
Exactly right. We're all heading there.
Yes.
So this film, it gives dignity to a situation that, there's a lot of scenes on screen here that particularly the wife, Anne, her character, you know, you're watching, it's a dignified film about losing dignity.
Mm.
But saying that, in the same breath, her husband, George, provides so much dignity to his wife and the care and love that he shows to her. So it's quite a film of, like, it's real, real subtle power, I think, Amour. And definitely, again, go back to the bit about it's in French, it's about an elderly couple and it's stuck in one apartment. This is clearly a film usually seen by a certain group of people, but I'm hoping just by us talking about it tonight, this is something of an endorsement for possibly a wider audience, just people that may not normally have thought to go see this.
Yeah.
If you want to go and see something that's a lot more challenging about people, Amour is one of those movies.
My French is not great, but I do know that Amour means love, so that's what it's all about. And it's received rave reviews. Where from, Ben? Is it across the board?
Pretty much across the board. Yeah, yeah. And I should have pointed out, this is by a director called Michael Haneke, and why I should point that out, not just because he's an Austrian bloke who's made a bunch of French and German language films, he's been making films for about 20 years, but because if you go to see Amour and you're particularly struck by it, you should be a bit cautious about some of the other films of his that you go to see.
Okay.
So up until this point, he hasn't really made a movie like this. And this, I think, is actually his most accessible film.
Okay.
Accessible. So his past one's a little bit difficult. So in the past, he's made some amazing films about the impact of violence, particularly. And he's also made a movie a couple of years ago called The White Ribbon that was about puritanical religion.
Yes.
But as you just said, Amour being the French word for love, here, he also wrote the screenplay. he does seem to want to present something of what at least he believes is involved with love, and I think a lot of people going into this film would agree.
Is part of the reason that for the rave reviews the fact that the themes are so worthy and relevant?
Yeah, very true, very true. And I think that's a great thing about why we're looking at an elderly couple. So not just a younger couple, but an elderly. And there's so much life and experience and maturity and wisdom involved in these characters who you don't really know too much about before this event happens, but you learn so much about them during in the aftermath. And I think there's something, there is something more universal about that than I think people day-to-day acknowledge, that we do just focus so much on the now, focus on young people, all this kind of thing, that really we can often be a bit guilty, myself included, of just not thinking enough about the elderly in our society, and not just how we treat them, but what they've got to offer. And that not necessarily, you know, in an employment work sense, but just in a what they contribute to the world is immense. It's definitely immense. I should also say, by word of warning, though, there are some scenes in the film that I think people will find particularly difficult, especially if you've had any involvement with caring for someone or watching a loved one. Well, you're watching a loved one die, effectively, and there is a lot of that in Amour. You do see it quite bluntly. It's a very frank film, I'll put it that way, a very frank film.
Can I ask you a personal question as a young man on the brink of marriage himself to the beautiful Amy? What did you take away from it personally, Ben?
Mate, that's a great question. And yes, Amy is beautiful. Thanks for noticing. look, that's a really good question. I think there's plenty that's depicted in Amour that I, as a soon-to-be husband, I ever reach this situation with Amy and I would like to do, if not exactly what this husband did, because there's a few things that he does I won't go into, I wouldn't do. But I think there's a lot in the way he acts and the graciousness, the selflessness of his behavior is amazing. And as a Christian, and knowing how selflessly I'm called to love my wife, I think a lot of what I saw in Amour, like, actually hit home for me about this is not just aspirational stuff. This is the stuff that I need to do.
In sickness and in health.
Exactly right. Actually, a good point about in sickness and in health, though, the wife, Anne, her character in this film, George, the husband, is caring for his wife no matter what. But she, on the other hand, is really quite selfish about her situation and doesn't seem often to think about him. I found that an interesting contrast.
This is the thing about non-Hollywood movies. They are often much, much more real, and it sounds like Amour is one of those.
Very, very true. And although what I was hoping for as a Christian in here, I'd love them to sort of turn to, say, I don't know, 1 John in the Bible, and given this film's called Amour, we'll keep going back to that, it's called Love.
Yep.
I'd love them to go to a letter in the Bible like 1 John, turn to chapter 4, and read passages in there that talk about God being love.
Yep.
God loved the world, sent his son, came to die for our sins. That's what love is.
There's plenty of that there.
Mate, it'd be great. There's plenty of that in the Bible, and you know, Christians understand this, and that should determine how they live their love lives. You know, one of the downsides of Amour is you don't get that side of love. You don't get that full Christian God understanding of love. But there is plenty in Amour to take away and not just be challenged by, but to be affected by.
Great observations. I'm so glad that you've recommended this one. Ben McKechnie, thank you so much as always.
Mate, my pleasure. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.